Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CDE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What can I say, folks? If you're driving in the car, well, keep on driving. That's what this show's all about, moving and grooving. That's right. Welcome back. If you want to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Got to tell you something, folks. This week, well, what can I say? I was a little amazed. I want to tell you something, folks. You know, talk about people that are blind, people that are, well, everybody's got a situation. So something happened to me this week. I was amazed. I'll tell you what it is. A woman came to the house, a dog sitter, and she came to our house, and Lynn asked her something about, how'd you ask her about her arm? You just said.
I just noticed it. I didn't notice it when she was here for the meet and greet, but I noticed it the second time.
And we can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
Lynn, you're going to have to speak up a little bit louder or come closer.
No, that's because we're not using our turntable correctly. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
And I did not turn the mic around. That's what I bought this for. Anyway, the first time she was here for meet and greet, I didn't notice because she was standing behind the counter. The second time she was here, I noticed her arm was under her shirt, her left arm. I said, what happened to your arm? And you want to tell what that she said 7 years ago.
So she said 7 years ago she lost use of her arm. So
she made very
light of it. Now, what I was amazed about this. Here's a woman that was taking care of dogs and cats, picking up litters and cat litters and doing all kinds of things with dogs and cats, never mentioning one word about her arm. Only you have use of one arm. And I thought to myself, that's amazing. And then Lynn and I went out to eat and we met this waitress, which we go to this place a lot. And she was talking about her son. We were talking about diabetic because I have diabetes. And she's telling me her five-year-old, listen to this, her five-year-old son goes to a school. There's no nurse at the school, Lake County. She lives in Lake County, Florida. And there's no nurse. Now, Sheila would say that nurses in Orlando, there are. But in Lake County, there's not every public school's got a nurse. So believe it or not, he gives himself his own injection. He's type 1 diabetic. He's 5 years old. Listen to what I said, 5 years old. Now, that to me is amazing because I'm a diabetic and I give myself a needle. But to me, I can't. He takes himself and he takes his own reading. Listen to this. And he gives himself shots in his leg or his arm. Imagine that. 5 years old, he can do it himself. That's amazing to me. So I said to myself, you know, there's people out there that are blind. Not people like Sheila, because Sheila's so independent. She goes anywhere. But there's a lot of people who are blind, don't go out of the house. They don't do too much. Sheila, why do you think that is, Sheila? You're so independent. Pardon me.
Oh, bless you.
Did I wake everybody up? I woke everybody up.
No, I was thinking of my answer. And Michael, before I answer, I just want to say I got a text while we were in the break from a dear friend of mine and her husband out in South Dakota who are listening to the show.
Yeah.
So can I say hi to Connie and her husband, Seth? So thank you for listening.
Oh, well, we gave them a shout out in the beginning of the show.
Well, they are listening. I just got a text.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hello, Connie. Yeah. Is it Connie or Coney?
Connie.
Oh, okay. I was saying Coney. Hello,
we spoke Connie. We spoke to them a week ago. Met him on the show.
Yeah, she is a sweet, sweet lady, and her husband I got to meet in Omaha. So
wonderful.
Anyway, so thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Michael, I don't think anybody is amazing by doing things that they need to do. I think that they are accomplished. I hate it when people say, oh my gosh, you're so amazing.
You are amazing.
No, I'm not.
Let me ask you a question. You're blind, but you do everything. You do everything. You get up and you go out.
I'm not amazing. I do what I have to do to make my life full. It doesn't make me amazing. It makes me successful in daily life. There is a difference.
So why do you think other people don't do this?
I don't think they have the same drive that others have, or they are made to be enabled by others. So I think there is a difference between wanting to do it for yourself and then letting other people do it for you.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
On the line for you and Sheila.
Okay.
Would you like to take the caller? Yeah. I believe it's for you and Sheila.
Okay. Let's hear the person. We have someone on the line who would like to talk to us. Who is it?
We got Mike from Aventura on the phone line.
Mike from Aventura. Mike from Aventura, Florida. Michael, you're up.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You're up.
Okay. I'll make this very quick. Number one, I am very proud of what's going on concerning me and with the blind situations going on. Number one, I live in a building over here where we have one elevator working, and they're still trying to get it fixed. I live on the 12th floor. So what I do is, like, you know, because of the fact of the song that you play, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, and I heard a song yesterday, Tonight's Tonight by Rod Stewart on another station, I said, nothing's going to make me stop. So I go down, I take my cane, and I hold on to the railing.
Oh, my. You go down 12 flights of steps. That's pretty good, Michael.
I go down 12 flights. I make it fine. I do fine. Would you believe there's a lady downstairs? I try to tell her what's happening. I thought she was going to blow a fuse because she was so mad. I told her all about my good friend who I met one time who was in the 911 building in New York with his guide dog, went down 80 flights of stairs with his guide dog. But these people, it's unfortunate, just don't understand. They don't relate. And it's really very sad. But I want to thank you all for listening, and you guys are just wonderful.
Mike, I 100% agree with you. I personally think people don't do it because they want to let somebody else do it for them. So congratulations. And yes, that's Michael. Oh, what's his last name? Hinkson. Yes. And yes, that was an amazing story.
Thank you.
Can we invite him on for 9/11?
And Mike, please. Oh, tune in on September 11th because we've got an awesome show that night.
We do.
I love going downstairs because it's good. It gives you good exercise. Yep. And, you know, I feel that I want to do as much as I can as a blind person.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else want to call in? What lines are wide open? Just dial 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Could I say it any slower? No. I couldn't. I couldn't. So let me say this, folks. It's up to you. All up to you, if whatever you want to do with your life. A five-year-old can take a needle himself. You have a woman with one arm doing for herself, living her life. And here's Mike from Aventura. Here's Sheila, our co-host. Both get around and doing. So you don't have to stay in your house yourself. You can go out and try. There's an old expression. And the expression is very easy. If you don't try, you never know. Try. Take the first step with you and your cane. And if you don't have a cane, you should get one. And don't say you'll be embarrassed of using a cane because that's nonsense. I love my cane. And the bottom line is you should never be embarrassed, especially in today's world. There's worse than there's worse things going on in this world than you and your cane. What are you going to say, Sheila?
I said, amen.
That's the least of it.
Who cares what people think?
Yeah, that's right. Who cares what people think? So, you know.
As long as you are doing what you need to do successfully and independently, then it really doesn't matter what other people think. As long as you're respectful. And as long as you're not doing anything illegal, then, it really doesn't matter. I really want to get this in. When I was in another life with my ex, when I started losing my vision, and I finally learned that I needed to use a cane, I went and got training and got a cane. And we would go places. He would say, "You don't need that. You got me." Well, guess what? 18, 19 years later, I don't have him. And I have used my cane for 22 years. And it has gotten me to Omaha and Rochester. And so, you know, he didn't get me there. My cane and my friends and ACB and, you know.
Okay, we're going to go to break. I interrupt you. We're going on a break.
It's all right.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Believe it or not, that's right, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. You want me to do it slower? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Can't do any slower than that. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, it must be the end of the month because our next guest usually comes on the end of the month. So welcome back, our friend Peter Cucciavi. And if you don't know by now, if you're tuning in for the first time, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter, and say hi to Sheila.
Welcome back, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hello. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. How are you?
I hear your voice. Great, great. Wow,
that was such a
beautiful, beautiful story that you were sharing before we went to break, Sheila. That was, thanks for sharing that. That was great.
So how's your little man doing?
Leonardo.
Oh, yeah, he's growing a personality faster than he's growing his hair, I'll tell you that.
And Sheila, Peter said he loves the little bike that we got him.
It Aww. Is incredible. So this little guy, he gets on his bicycle and he's starting to figure out how to back up and maneuver. But he's figured out how to make those motorcycle sounds with his lips now. And so he pushes himself Aww. Around the house with a little helmet yes. on and goes boom, boom.
Oh, how cute.
Take a video.
That's what I'm saying. I was thinking we need a video.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need
I'll do
a
that.
Video.
Okay, cool.
How does he know about the motorcycles? He's heard them?
Well, I was making the sound with him.
Oh, you were
around the house, and so he drew the dots, you know, together, connected the dots, and started doing that too. But it's just the most adorable thing.
Wow, that's wonderful! Yep. Enjoying your new home.
Thank you. Such a beautiful gift. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tell us about Spectrum. Tell us about Spectrum.
No, I want to hear about Leonardo.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness. Well,
you know, that's coming from grandmothers.
That's right. All right. Well, I will share something about Spectrum. You know, I was thinking to myself, as I'm reading, well, how about I do this? I'll connect Leonardo and Spectrum together. So a few weeks ago, my wife bought me a Braille book to read Leonardo. And as I was reading the Braille and just, yeah, I learned Braille much later in life. And so I'm a little bit slower
I
had to practice yeah. once through before I read it to him. And I thought to myself, what a great tool for me to have available to me as I've lost my sight so that I can continue to read to my son and take in information that I need that sometimes just can't be done any other way. And so that got me thinking that, maybe there are some of you out there that read Braille or like me and Sheila learned to read Braille later in life and you just want to mm-hmm. practice on something. Spectrum does offer alternative ways for you to get a lot of the documents that you get to your home, whether it's a channel lineup, whether it's a bill that you're getting each month. If you want to receive these documents in an accessible format, you can request those. So I know a lot of folks know about the products and services that we provide, and we talk about those a lot, but it's really important for you to have your independence as far through the customer experience as possible. And so I wanted to just remind folks that those documents are available to you either in Braille or in large print, whichever you prefer, upon request. And so we've talked wow. a number of times about the accessibility or the disability support team that you can call. Well, if you give them a call and you let them know, hey, I want to get my bills in Braille, I want to get my channel lineup in Braille or the terms and conditions or whatever it is, you can
request. Wait, I got to interrupt. It's Michael.
Go for it.
Listen, what you're telling me, I don't understand. You're saying to me that Spectrum, I can get it in Braille if I know Braille. I can get to know when it's coming up this week or this today. I can look on.
You mean a channel guide?
Yeah, channel guide.
Yeah.
I can see on Spectrum I can see.
That's right. Michael, hang on.
No
a second.
Kidding. Wow. I don't know.
I think what Peter is saying is you can get, and Peter, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what he's saying is they'll send you what their channels are in Braille.
Right.
But it's not going to tell you in that Braille what that show is going to be that particular day, because shows do change.
No, I understand that, but it'll tell you if you want to, today at 7 o'clock, you can see XYZ. At 9 o'clock, you can see L.
Well, it's, yeah. Yes,
that's absolutely right. You can. Yeah. So, what's coming up, those are documents that you can print out or view online. And those are also available for people to print out online. So you can print out the channel lineup for a particular week or day, whatever it is. You can do the same thing with those alternative documents. So, I mean, if it's Braille, it's Braille, but you can also get them in large print. So they're absolutely available to you in those formats if that's what you wish. Now, you can find these documents online too. But some people like it the old school way. And
Not only that, Peter, but a lot of our listeners are seniors and they don't do internet. So
you've got that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, you got to have those in various formats. Right.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. I don't do Braille. So I don't, is there such a thing on Spectrum that I could go to it on Spectrum and I can, is there anything that I can see what's coming up that I, like my television, I can't do that. I have to mess around with the channels to hear myself what's coming up.
Well, you know, there's two other ways that you can get all that information in. So the other way, of course, is Spectrum Guide with guide narration. You're in your guide, you're navigating through, you've got guide narration turned on. That's going to give you that voice as you move through the channel lineup and through your guide. As you navigate, those things are being announced to you. So of course that's accessible on that format. Now, the other way that I've heard some people take this information, and if you've got NFB Newsline, if you're subscribed to NFB Newsline, of course, that's a free service. You get a bunch of magazines and papers available to you there. But another thing that's available on there is the is channel guides for various cable companies. And so some people have been telling me that they get that there as well with VoiceOver or Google Talkback. So there's a few ways you can get that information, but you know, it's either going to be online on your mobile device or through an alternative format.
And anybody out there listening, if you have any questions, call 407-894-1680. I don't think we've ever acknowledge the fact that people could get their lineup or whatever in Braille and alternative formats. We've been talking about, you know, how you can get the box and the all that, but I don't think we've ever talked about that, Peter. So thank you.
Well, I'm glad to mention, not to throw out another phone number just shortly after you gave out the studio's number, but for those of you who are asked, you know, to preemptively answer questions that are out there, how do I request that? I know now that I can, but how do I do it? The phone number to call to make that request is going to be the disability support team that I was talking about. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301. 1-844-762-1301.
That's a Spectrum.
Let them know that you're blind or visually impaired. That's going to be the disability team that's trained to make sure that they meet your needs as a customer with a disability. And then you tell them, I want my documents, and you tell them which documents you would like in alternative format, and they will mail them to you. And you can set up automatic Braille documents each month for something like your bill, which is going to come in regularly.
I have a question for you, Peter. Mm-hmm. at this time, I like to say this. If you don't have Spectrum, right? If you don't have Spectrum and you want to know if Spectrum is available in your community, where would they call for that, Peter? If they don't have Spectrum, but they would like Spectrum, how do they find out if they can get it?
You can call that same number that I just gave out so I don't overwhelm folks with different numbers. If you have the main phone number to a Spectrum sales team, you can call the main support line and ask there, or you can go to spectrum.com and see if, you know, type in your zip code, type in your area there, and it'll be able to tell you whether or not you're qualified for in the right area for services.
They can have Spectrum in the area, but they might not have Spectrum in their home. And the question is, if it's in your area, they can ask Spectrum if they can put Spectrum in their home, even though they don't have it, correct? If it's,
that's right.
If it's available in the area, but they don't have it, well,
that's
that
right.
Means that.
Well, and typically, if you've never signed up for cable or internet services, you're going to qualify for some promotional rates, you know, typically as a new customer as well. So if you qualify for it, it's something you're interested in doing, and you're wondering whether or not you are ready to bite the bullet. Typically, you know, there's some additional benefits to becoming a new customer. Is you get some promotional rates. And of course, if you like everything that you've heard about the accessibility, then you've got the addition of all of that. And by the way, nothing that we talk about here on the show, accessibility wise, costs you anything extra. All of these things are absolutely free to you as a customer.
Well, that is great.
Sheila, you had a comment before we say goodnight to Peter?
I did, and I lost it.
You lost it. Go get it. You lost it. Go find
it. I lost it.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to hear your voice.
Our pleasure.
Sheila,
our pleasure.
Great to hear your voice as well.
Peter, it's always a pleasure. And
give our love to Leonardo.
Stay well.
And your wife.
I will. I'll get that video for you guys too. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, folks. You got anything to say? We have a couple calls online, I understand.
Take one really quick.
Take one.
We go to break?
Yeah, we'll take one before we go to
Bobby
break.
Bobby from East Chester, New York.
Bobby from East Chester, New York. I believe he's a new caller. Bobby from East Chester, New York. New caller. Are you there, Bobby?
Hello. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm Bobby Vinton. I'm totally blind. You know, I don't have the best mobility in the world because, you know, I've had several injuries, broken a few bones, but, you know, I'm coming out of it. I'm doing very well. I'm going to start mobility training again. And this is my first time ever calling the show or finding out about it. I found out about you guys through ACB.
Okay.
Awesome.
Do you belong to ACB?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. Yeah. You're out of East Chester, New York?
Yeah, I'm from East Chester, New York. And, you know, I want to get some gadgets. Are we allowed to talk about those on the air or no?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Gadgets.
You're allowed to talk about anything, but you can't talk politics. You can't talk religion. But we don't have time right now.
No. I'm not going to go that route. There's something I've been trying to get myself that I had when I was a kid, but it broke. And I love this thing. It's called the Vox Clock 3. And it's
Vox Clock 3. Okay.
VOX
Clock 3. Okay. And this thing plugs into the wall. It used to plug into the wall, and it came from Radio Shack, which sadly went out of business.
What did it do?
It had a calendar. It had the one button. It had a male voice, and it kind of went like this. The date is 1-1, and then you hit the, and then it had two alarms, and then you had the second button. It would say the time is 12 a.m., and then you hit another button. It'd say the alarm is set at 12 a.m.
Oh, okay. Bobby,
I have a question for you. Are you familiar?
What I would recommend he do is contact Independent Living Aids because
That's what we were going to say.
That's what we're going to show officially.
They're on our website. If you go to our sponsor page, you click on Independent Living Aids, Bobby, and just go to their catalog. It's all user-friendly.
Bobby, I have a question for you. Did you ever hear the little computer called Alexa?
Yes.
Smart speaker.
Well, that's what I use.
It's not a computer.
It's not a computer, but but I can say what time it is. I can ask what year it is. I can ask many questions.
No, he needs to go to Independent Living Aid.
That's true. And if you call him up, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Where is East Chester, New York? Where is it near?
It's in the suburb of New York City. It's not in New York City, but it's in East Chester.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Westchester.
Right.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Well, and I don't know how you found out from ACB, but I'm happy you did. This is Sheila. So thank you, Bobby, for calling in.
Yeah, and I want, am I allowed to say this on the air? I just want to wish my regards to Rich Stevens, who used to work at WSTL, because he passed away a while back.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You are certainly. Yep.
And I just want to wish my best regards to Rich and his family, and I'm very sorry to hear that he's gone. He used to be a music jock at WPLJ in New York, and that's how I knew him.
Aww. WPLJ, okay. Know the station there. Okay.
Well, we hope you listen every week, Bobby.
I hope you listen every week.
Oh, I definitely will now that I found you guys.
Thank you, Bobby.
We're here every Sunday night, 7 to 9. And right now,
we have to go to break.
Hey, thank Mike, Lynn, Sheila.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you know where Westchester is, right?
Yep.
Right.
Cross the street and you over in East Chester.
You're so bad.
We're going to break. Don't go away, but we're right back with trivia. Go back. We got a good trivia tonight.
Right.
Don't go away. We got good trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@ChristianRecord.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity.
eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind Man on Radio Show. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're back. Yo, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind Man on Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in. Tony, if you're still there, you want to call in now. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia. Trivia time. Now, this is a song. Now, I don't know if a lot of you know this song, but I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs. I love it. 407-894-1680. Tell me who's singing this song. This is a great song. People want to hear this song, write in. We'll play it longer. Right enough, Chris. What a beautiful song. Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. What a great song. New callers first. Any new callers, you call in first if you know who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. New callers first.
Michael, I have a quick PSA, Michael and Sheila, if I can find what I did with it.
PSA.
Yeah. Hold on. Here it is. Okay. I just wanted to remind everybody that Lighthouse Central Florida is having a summer appeal, a 2022 summer appeal campaign, and their goal is to reach $10,000 and whatever little bit you can donate through September 22nd. And what this does is this helps the different programs. And one of the programs I wanted to read, a story about a little girl, she's 2 years old. And by the way, all you do is go to lighthousecfl.org to donate. It goes right to the button that you click on. And they said, will you help shape Maya's future? Maya is 2 years old and began Lighthouse Services in the early intervention program in July 2020. Maya's mom says the best part of Lighthouse is how family-oriented it is. And thanks to her early intervention mentor, Brittany, Dad and I have learned different activities to help Maya reach those developmental milestones. She takes the time to work with Maya and teach us. Brittany and Maya are now working on colors and shapes and using light and contrast to help her recognize and learn them. And she's able, guess what, to identify the names and match multiple shapes without assistance. So if you're so inclined, please go to lighthousecfl.org and donate and help children such as Maya. And this is Lighthouse Central Florida, our sponsor of 7 years, and they are located in Orlando, Florida. Okay. That's my PSA for the night.
It's a wonderful PSA.
Okay.
And also, next Sunday, remind people that it's not going to be live.
Yeah, Michael will do that at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, who's on the line? Anybody? New callers first. New callers first.
Okay, so I only got one caller on the line. As soon as he heard the song, he'd been on the line waiting. Chris from Wildwood, Florida, has called in. And to answer your question, Lynn, that you shot me, yes, you can, because I mute you on this end over here. I don't know if you can hear. We're going to have to talk when we get off air so you can understand the difference.
Okay. Yeah, we were wondering about that.
Let's hear Chris from... Chris
is from Lake County.
Chris from Lake County. Okay. Chris, you're on the phone. From Wildwood. Wildwood, Florida.
Mariah Carey, Argentina.
Who is it?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not right. I'm sorry. That's not it. Not right.
Thank you, Chris.
Sorry. Glad you're listening. Thanks for calling in, but it wasn't right. Sorry.
Nobody else, Chris?
Sure. Nope, that's it. That's all we have right now.
That's a hard song. I have no idea who it is. So.
No kidding. Are you serious?
No, I have no idea.
It was a movie.
God.
I have never heard that song.
And you never heard that song?
No, and I'm not a big movie person. So.
It's an old song, but I didn't hear from the movie.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Heard on the radio.
Oh, no.
I fell in love with Nancy. Husband
Chris,
Joe made rest in peace.
The movie was maybe about 10 years ago.
Because Joe loved that.
The movie came out right around 90, early 90s, somewhere right around the early 90s.
Yeah, because Joe
what's
Manic,
the,
no,
what's
loved
the
it.
Movie?
I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I'd say the name of the
you
movie.
You want me to go tell you who sang it? Give it a.
Well, you might as well tell the movie.
I don't know the name of the movie.
Should I say it?
No.
Yeah, what's the name of the movie? Because I said Batman.
Once I tell you the name of the movie, then you know the name of the song.
I just said.
No, I said, no, don't tell it.
Oh, you don't want to?
No.
So it wasn't Batman?
No. If I'm going to give you the answer, I'll give the answer.
Well, it was Dancing with Wolves.
No. All right. Should I give you the answer? Well, nobody's calling in.
No, you've got several minutes before we have to go. So
okay. I'll give you a hint. Okay. I'm going to give you a hint.
Wait. Can I give a hint? Please let me give a hint. Please. Pretty please. Me.
God only knows what your hint's going to be.
Okay, so my hint is this artist dated a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
I'm going to give you a hint. This is a big hint. This young lady played in a baseball movie.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Sheila, did you ever see it?
No.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Sheila, you haven't seen that movie?
I don't know which.
It was a baseball movie about women playing baseball.
World War II.
During World War II,
nope.
Men, they stopped playing baseball because of men.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. And they had movies. They had this movie.
Wait. As a matter of fact, here's another hint. They just revamped the movie.
Is that right?
I believe it's a TV series. It's a series, I believe, now.
No kidding.
Oh, I got another caller calling in. Okay.
Hold on. Hallelujah.
She's tired of these hints.
Stop. Save me for being so stupid, because I am not a big movie buff. So I'm sorry. I have friends that know movies. I don't.
Okay, so.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, we have a caller?
Yeah, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee, okay.
And wait, hold on. Wait. It's not fair. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, and she's going to hear this. It is not fair because she's musically inclined. She know her music. I don't care what we play. She know her music. I can go find a song and think that she's never heard of it before, and she knows it.
Okay, put her on. Put her on. Put her on for Tennessee. Let's talk to her.
This is our good friend Kelly, who's musically inclined.
Okay, we put you on for winner. Okay.
Right. She just won.
Okay, let's hear her.
Yeah.
Okay, before you wait, Kelly. Kelly, before you mention who's singing, wait, Kelly, do you know the name of the movie, Kelly?
Yes, she does.
I do know the name of the movie.
What is it?
It's Evita.
What I tell you.
See, I didn't know that.
What I tell you. What I tell you.
A movie was Evita. Okay. And the song is called what? Do you know the name of the song?
It came out. So it was in the. Yes. It's called Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
That's correct. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. And who sang it?
And. Madonna.
Madonna.
Oh, my gosh.
Madonna, correct. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
It came out in the late
90s. Subway, it was the late 90s? Right,
I was in eighth grade when that movie came out.
Oh, hush.
It was a good soundtrack. I had the soundtrack on CD. It was good.
I have no
doubt. Wonderful song. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Yeah.
By Madonna.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
You know what? When I first heard it, I didn't know it was Madonna because I didn't even know Madonna could sing like that.
Oh, Madonna can sing anything.
What, you still thought she was a virgin or something?
God.
Oh, that's funny. That's great, Chris. That's great.
That was bad, Chris.
Chris, we're on family shows, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
family. His mother's there.
Yeah, your mother's there. Be nice.
She's over here laughing.
Yep.
Okay, that's
Say hi to Rory. Tell Rory I enjoyed
good night.
Where you were. Thank you, Kelly.
I'm whistling, yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye.
Okay, that's it. So she did win. That was by Madonna.
Yeah, and a beautiful song.
See, I don't play just 50 songs. What are you saying?
I'm impressed.
No,
you're impressed.
No,
so good.
That's the only song he know outside of his decades and centuries of songs.
He did good.
I'm proud of him. I give him props.
I'm impressed.
We're gonna go to break.
And then we'll come back.
Wait, this is a short break, folks. It's a very short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Short break.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
No one cares if you can't dance well. Just get up and dance.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. By the way, folks, if you haven't noticed, the show is sold up as far as advertising. We're sold up now, September and October. Thank goodness gracious. That's right, folks. So the show, we can't put any more sponsors on the show until after October. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And Lynn?
Okay.
Wow, it's pouring here all of a sudden, just in time, end of the show.
Oh, you anyway, you just now getting it, huh?
Yeah, it must be traveling north.
It's coming east. Your way then, because it's been over here. It's been over here for a minute.
It's well, already, I know because yeah, it's already been here too. So.
Daisy went to the closet, and Evie's squeaking her carrots.
Daisy's our dog.
Yeah, Daisy's the big dog, the fraidy cat.
Whenever there's lightning, she runs.
Anyway, I'd like to say, join us in 2 weeks because next week will be a best of. Chris is going out of town. And join us again with Sheila, and we're going to have a special 9/11 show, and we're going to be interviewing Anthony Corona, who witnessed the attack on the World Trade Center when he was still sighted, but he wrote an amazing poem about the attack that I will be reading on the air live. And then also calling in will be Christine Exley and Drew O'Brien, who are co-chairing the upcoming Foundation Fighting Blindness campaign, Share Your Vision, in October. So that and much more.
So I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Turning it over to you and Sheila to say goodnight.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Next week's a best of.
I can't wait.
Next week's a best of.
Yep, but I can't wait until.
For those folks who never heard next week's show, you'll listen to the show. Hope you like it. And folks, love you all. And listen, folks, be well. Can't wait to see you in September.
See you
in September.
In September.
Yeah. Hope you liked tonight's show. And if you didn't, what else can I tell you? Sorry that you didn't like it, but I liked it. Did you like it, Lynn?
I did. Who said they didn't like
it? I didn't say it. Did you like the show, Sheila? Sheila already left. She couldn't take any more. She couldn't take any more of the show.
Wait, she gone already, right? She just
left. She left. I know.
So
okay, well, that's it. Okay, folks, that's enough. So good night, all.
Wait, don't go away.
What night, Chris?
We started the show off rocky, but in hilariously. Okay.
That's okay.
Hey, Chris, good luck to mom.
Yeah, good luck.
I'll let her know. I'll let her know.
And safe travels for you.
Yeah, safe
please.
Travels.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, folks, love you all. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 2 weeks. Next week's a best of. Talk to you all. Love you all. Good night, all.
Together, we're polishing up our act. And if you have a